Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I got so mad at thinking about it, you know, just for the simple fact that, you know, how can a guy mindset change in 10 days? You know, George Floyd was murdered on the 25th of May. They started protesting the next day. They started rioting the next 2 days. Kyrie mindset just 10 days ago was he wanted to go to Orlando. What changed since then? What changed was that they told him he couldn't go.
That is the always honest Kendrick Perkins. He is the definition of a straight shooter, Kendrick Perkins.
Seriously, I love him. And that's what, you know, we were kind of like dancing around talking about, like, well, you know, George Floyd happened before that, you know, what changed? Laying it out with the dates like that. Thank you, Kendrick. Because that kind of breaks it down.
He seems to know about Kyrie's thoughts 10 days ago, and I don't think we did. In our defense, Hardy. Like, we have no idea what Kyrie was thinking 10 days ago. Kendrick Perkins sounds like he does know what Kyrie was thinking 10 days ago, and that is he wanted to be in Orlando and wanted to do it and wanted to go.
Well, why else would he have been on that call 10 days ago asking about food and the swag and all the stuff that was going to be in Orlando?
He's speaking for his guys, man.
Again, because he could have been asking that question on behalf of someone else.
Which is
not an unreasonable thought, that there are guys that are very concerned about, you know, whatever kind of food, beverage, narcotics, whatever it might be that they need. Right? I heard that one the other day. What about all the guys that like to smoke weed in that league? Are they going to be able to get their weed deliveries to the bubble in Orlando? And my thought was, I hope so. Why would the NBA get in the way of that? In fact, if I were the NBA, I'd supply it. I'd be like, guys, we're going to take care of you on that front, too. We got a guy. We got a guy for that.
Mouse might frown upon that. Never know.
Okay, who gives a crap about the mouse? This is the NBA.
It's Disney.
Too bad. You want the NBA on your campus promoting your stuff? Well,
weed and basketball. Nice.
There's a small airplane that's going to land on the airstrip here. Pay no attention to it. Okay?
There's going to be a big cargo bag dropped out.
There's going to be a couple of bags offloaded that you don't have to worry about, okay? Like, you know, take care of all that. Whatever these guys want, you give to them. They're going to the bubble. Take care of their needs, their desires, whatever they need.
Guys stepping out of their Ubers, like the bellhop trying to grab Fredo's bag when he gets to Havana.
No, give me that!
Like, whatever it is you need, we will take care of it. That, seriously, though, that should be the NBA's attitude. You need something other than us bringing people onto the campus, because we can't do that. We can't ruin the bubble. But outside of that, we'll bring you whatever goods you need. We will take care of it. So Kendrick Perkins says Kyrie is pissed because he was told he can't go.
They told him he couldn't go.
So now, and by the way, Kendrick Perkins is not the only one saying this. Matt Barnes was on Instagram Live, and he said the exact same thing. That's what he's heard as well.
So we can't let this go. Like LeBron and CP, Kyrie needs to quit bullshit, because what I heard was Kyrie wanted to go to Orlando to support his team. They didn't let him. So then he flipped the script talking about, I'm going to give up everything. Bro, you can give up everything and go do the Meyer Moore if you really want to. But at the same time, sitting out without a cause or a purpose defeats the purpose. And then it also divides us. You know what I mean? So they all got to get on the same page, open up that communication, and understand the moment And I know the people at the top of the movement understand it, but everyone else has to buy it. And I respect people don't want to play because if it's COVID and you're putting your family at risk, I get that. But if it's for the movement of the country right now, we have to take charge of it.
Okay, then. There you go. Matt Barnes says he's only pissed because they told him he can't come to Orlando.
You know, it's a free trip. He wanted a suite.
He wants to go? How badly does he want to go?
He likes All-Star Week. I told you, this is starting to formulate into like an All-Star boot camp.
He's mad because he got left out. That's what he's mad about.
So now I don't think anybody should go.
He loves the AAU games, sitting there ring courtside, watching just guys play in front of a small group of fans. Yeah.
By the way, interesting.
So
you still,
Beetle, based on that type of behavior, do you still think he was asking in the interest of his fellow players 10 days ago about the food and the drink and stuff? When he finds out he can't go, now he's making a case for everyone to stay home? You still think he was...
Oh, I think his questions about the food and beverage, et cetera, could have been, like, twofold. It could have been because he personally wanted to know, but that he wasn't alone in wanting to know those things.
You're still giving him too much credit.
I'm not, because that would make sense. If he wanted to go, he also wanted to know about those things.
Yes,
and now,
for him.
Yeah,
him.
Okay.
Him.
And possibly others.
Nope, him. It stops with him. It's all about him.
How do you know that?
Will there
be a
basket?
There are not other players?
Because I finally came around. There you go. Louth will be happy. I was wrong. I finally came around on Kyrie.
We're wrong, Louth.
It's all about him.
That's a jackass.
He is 100% about himself.
So here's a tweet that Kendrick Perkins also had, in addition to what he said that you just heard. He wrote about Kyrie on Twitter, saying he's the VP of the union, but statements made on behalf of the players as a process. But first, his number one job as one of the heads is to keep everyone unified. You don't do that, and then it's chaotic and divided like it is now. All right, this is interesting. Is he wrong to have brought that up on the call when he did? Like, is Kyrie wrong to have brought up these issues if other players had wanted him to sort of act as their guy on some of these issues?
No, if he is truly acting as a representative of other players, and I've already said this, like, as crazy as some of his stuff may sound, he's representative of a fair number of players in that league who also have ideas. So
I'm shocked
he's not wrong for doing it, but I still think he's doing it out of his own personal interest and not of the people or the players that he's representing.
Do you know what I think is nonsense? And I hadn't really thought about this, because I think to a degree Kendrick Perkins is right. You know, publicly, you want to have a very unified message publicly, whatever gets out publicly. And having Shams and Woj have all the details of that call within hours of it happening is not something you want to have happen. I'm sorry, but that can't be happening. But I will say, how did he get a separate call anyway? How did this come to be? Has anyone asked that question? How did Kyrie get to have a separate call with guys who might be sympathetic to his view on it, which may not represent more than a handful of players? Because what we've heard now since that call are the players who are reported to have been on it coming out and saying, no, I don't feel that way. I want to go to Orlando. I happen to be on the call, but I don't feel the same way Kyrie does. That's all we've heard since. You know, Dwight Howard making it crystal clear. No, I want to play. Don't put me in this group. And there were 80 guys or so on that call. And all we've heard since then are the guys that say, nope, don't lump me in with Kyrie. I was on the call. How did he get a separate call?
Good question.
Like, why was that allowed?
Maybe he asked Chris Paul and LeBron and all the higher-ups, and they said, we're not going through this. Go do your call. We're not going to listen to this stuff. Go do your call with everybody else.
Ugh.
Paul's the president, right? He's the vice president.
Right.
And he said something fishy. The first thing I thought about was, wow, he's pissed. Because Chris Paul has a close personal relationship with Bob Iger, apparently. And that's how this whole Disney thing started.
Oh, maybe that was the fishy thing.
Maybe. I don't know. Because Chris Paul has, like, gone to Bob Iger for business advice for years since he got traded to L.A. and he moved to L.A. And that's how this whole thing started. Ramona Shelburne wrote a big piece about how this whole Disney thing started and where it all came from. And it was Chris Paul walking down the street 6 feet away with Bob Iger in California, and they just hashed up this idea.
Got it. So, okay, interesting. But either way, you're right. Maybe they threw up their hands and said, go ahead, Kyrie, have your own call. Right? If you're going to continue to complain about this, go ahead, have a call. Go for it.
The first text to Shams or Woj was probably just the word Kyrie in the eye roll roll emoji.
Which means guys like Chris Paul and LeBron and you know other union leaders probably looked at it and said, Kyrie doesn't have support on this. He does not have a large group of players that feel this way. And if you were truly leading, you'd have Kyrie saying, you know what? I want to meet with Chris Paul. Let's have a meeting and sit down. There's a group of players that are concerned about X, Y, and Z. How do we alleviate their concerns? How do we make sure that they feel involved in the process? Instead, he goes rogue and he has his own call, which is, Hardy, as you put it, all about him and rather self-serving. And then we find out the reason why he wants to do it is because he's pissed he didn't get the invite. That's sad. That's not a good look for him at all. I got another question, though. Why can't he go? Why is he not allowed to go?
You want that guy around all these 20 teams or whatever's gone?
No, I think they're trying to minimize the number of people down there, and they're just trying to mitigate.
Play it if you're hurt or if you're developmental, you're not going.
Right.
If you're not on a team, you're not going. If you're not active, you're not going.
Does Durant get to go?
No.
Obviously not.
No.
I mean, bitching.
This is not a personal thing, Jim. It's a policy.
Okay, but then don't allow any media. Then don't allow Windhorst there. Windhorst is going to be there.
That's sort of my point. Like, what's one more actual player going versus all the other people that are going to be there that are not?
What's his
players?
But what's his job there if he's not playing?
He's the vice president of the Players Association.
Yeah, he's the VP of the union. Number one.
So what? Yeah. That's a phone call. He doesn't need to be there.
He can zoom in.
Yeah, I think that there should be, whether we like it or not, that position, you should be allowed to go. But how many injured players are there over all of the teams in the league? Because, I don't know, let's say on the Celtics, Kemba Walker gets hurt and he can't play or was done for the year with a knee injury. Don't you think Kemba Walker could offer his teammates something by being there? Like, don't think about it as Kyrie. Think about it as a valuable veteran presence and leadership guy and someone who can actually help you, you know, prepare for a game even if he's unable to play.
You got to draw the line somewhere, and if they're trying to do this as safely as possible and keep, you know, the numbers of people down, what's the most – it's like process of elimination. You know, okay, the people who are playing the games, yes. The coaches, yes. The trainers, yes. Who else? Everything else is a conversation. A couple of media, you know, couple of staffers, what about the guys who aren't playing? Well, all of them or just a couple of them? No, it's got to be one or the other. And so if one injured player gets to go, then how do you make the case that some are more important than others? It's like,
you don't. You let injured players have the option to go is what I would say. There's not that many of them. There's not that many of them. How many guys does that apply to?
I don't know. Three players a team?
No, it can't be that high. I highly doubt that. Three players
a lot.
Per team.
That's a lot.
No.
Yeah.
No way.
All right, two players.
The Celtics don't have that player, don't have someone that fits that criteria.
I don't know. Look, if it were okay for everybody to go, then everybody could go. It's obviously not. They're limiting the travel party to a certain number.
617-779-0985. Thoughts on that? Thoughts on the 98 baseball season or baseball being, I don't know, shut down, locked down, unable to find their way? All of that is in the mix. Also, there was a conference call with football players about their season and where things are going in case there are issues with COVID. There was an NFLPA call with players. We'll get to that, tell you some of the details coming up.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. Helplinema.org.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times.
Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
11:22 here on Zolak and Bertrand. Make sure you get our app at 98.5thesportshub.com. Take us and stream us wherever you go. And also tell your smart speaker to play 98.5 The Sports Hub. Nick Underhill used to cover the Patriots once upon a time. He now covers the Saints at his own website, by the way, neworleans.football. If you want to check that out, that's where he is now. Does a great job reporting on not only the Saints, but the league. And he's got some details from the NFLPA's call with agents that took place yesterday afternoon. Here are some of the bullet points. The NFLPA and the league are working with Oakley on visor and masks to cover the entire face. There will be no end of June minicamps. That was expected. There are no solutions or processes if a state goes back into lockdown during the season.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
That's concerning. We'll get to more on that. Have to figure out if a single team has an outbreak. Again, that sort of is that scenario we gave over the last few days. What if a team comes down with 15 or 20 cases or whatever it might be? What happens to that team? What happens when they need to play a game? Are things put on pause? These are some of the things the league is going to have to think about. Yet another tweet. Losses with no fans is projected to be $3.5 billion. Nick Underhill says this will impact the 2021 salary cap. And also, they need to get rookies in to get physicals in order to be paid their signing bonuses. There has been a major stall in that department, which means rookies have been unable to get to their teams and get physicals done and therefore get some money. They have not been paid their money. So those are some of the highlights there from Nick Underhill. Let's focus on a couple of them. Mm-hmm. Number one, no process or solution if a state goes to lockdown. For example, New York or Massachusetts or Illinois say we're going to shut it down. There's a second wave. It's back. We have to shut down the everything again. The league doesn't have a plan yet for what happens if that goes into effect. That could be problematic.
Yeah, so the state would trump the league then? Yeah.
Well, it's...
Yeah. I mean, if it's state law.
Well, we don't know that. They don't. They haven't figured that out yet.
Like, they haven't, but can't governors clear... I guess it would be up to each individual governor, right? Because it was Charlie Baker that had to clear the workouts for the Bruins, for the right. Celtics, for the Patriots to go. You guys could all assume your activities. It would be on the individual governors to shut these teams down.
That's like how you it could happened shut, the first time.
You could shut the state down, but you could tell the team to keep going about your business. As long as you have that blessing.
Yeah, I mean, they could make an exception for teams, but I think what's going to happen then is you're going to have players saying, well, wait a minute, if it's so bad that they're shutting down this state, why are we, you know, should we be there right now? I mean, these are the things that a union is going to want to know about. Like, what's your plan here? What's your plan to if that goes into, you know, in effect? So something to think about there. The other one, if they lose $3.5 billion with no fans, what is that loss with half capacity? That's my first thought. We got that news yesterday that in the state of Texas, Governor Abbott there is saying that football stadiums will be at half capacity this fall. What if that happens everywhere? If that's the case across the NFL, can we assume that the loss is $1.6, $1.7 billion, somewhere in that range?
Yeah.
Is that fair to do?
Yeah, I mean, just for our purposes here, sure.
And that's if they have half capacity for an entire full season with no interruptions. They're still going to lose billions of dollars. And this is, again, according to the union, so they believe this number, I assume. I assume that they are in agreement on what that number is.
They accept this as an actual real thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so what does that mean down the road for the negotiation that could happen between players and owners, if there needs to be one, or what does that do for the salary cap in 2021? And I bring that up because all we've heard is how great the Patriots will be under the salary cap in 2021. Haven't we heard that? Oh, they're going to have a ton of space under the 2021 cap. Maybe not, but then you got to remember this too. So there will be a bunch of teams that are now not under the cap and need to cut players.
And there's going to be teams that have and then you have payments that are deferred to those years next year. All of a sudden, okay, we're going to some of those guys that have their contract loaded, say in year two or three of a deal that they signed a year ago, that are due big money payments in that year. All of a sudden, you're going to look at that. They're going to get paid. You're right, Beetle. You're going to end up hurting some of the young guys or some middle-of-the-road guy that you're going to have to get rid of to accommodate the guys that are getting paid more. Got to pay them. Got to pay them. Look at, hey, you're at $13.5 million now because Brady, because you had to pay him. And you're getting caught up with that. $13.5 million dead money right there. Bang. You know? You got to factor all that in now. That's a true question. What do you, here's the thing, too, and we talked about this a little bit before the show. What are you going to do? What are you going to do if it hits, say, your wide receiver room or your quarter? You know, we mentioned it yesterday. Say a quarterback room gets
quarterback room is the best example.
Quarterback
room. What the hell are you going to do now?
Like, what are you going to come out three tights and run the ball if you have no wide receivers that day? Or say your two starting corners get it. Say Gilmore and Jackson get it or something, or McCourty. You're effed, man.
Right. Forget thinking about it in massive numbers. What if two guys get it and they're two key players?
Because they're missing minimum, I would guess, 2 weeks. And say it's going to take them strength-wise another week to get back. It's almost a quarter of your season. You know? That's what you're risking here. Yeah. It's going to be interesting here. It really is in many different ways.
Let's go to John, who's in Plainville. Hi, John.
Hey, fellas. Quick Kyrie comment. Do you think it possible that the fishy part Kyrie is speaking of has got more to do with typical overreacting, selfish crybaby self that his own team does not want him there, maybe regardless of the corona or not?
It could be. I don't think that would be it. I don't know why he would call that fishy when he was addressing a group of, 80 players or so, and it was related to racism. It wasn't related to his team not wanting him there.
Does Kyrie think his team has a chance, even though he's not playing, and even though Durant is not playing? Does he really think his team has, and that's what, oh, you know what I'm saying, because we're going to run here? No, it doesn't seem like Kyrie's that type of guy.
Right. How long does he think his team is going to be around down there? They're going to get the boot pretty soon anyway. No, I don't think that was it. Maybe. I don't know. 617-779-0985. That was the NFLPA call with players. Also yesterday, the commissioner of the league encouraged a team to sign Colin Kaepernick. And as you bring up Kaepernick, that obviously brings up the kneeling controversy that has existed in the NFL. Ben Carson has something on that for us. We'll get to all that coming up next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelp.com. LineMA.org.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
So is there any chance you might persuade the president that he ought not to be upset with players kneeling during the national anthem?
I don't think he has manifested as much animosity in that region lately. And I think we just continue to work with him. He'll get there.
Is he okay?
That's Ben Carson.
Is that T-Bone? I like to.
Was that Hulk Hogan? Who was that?
I'm just so tired of doing this interview today. I don't want to do it.
HUD Secretary Ben Carson.
What you want me to do? I don't do stuff anymore in the operating room. I don't know. He's getting
cabinet member around. Ben Carson
coming down there.
He'll get there.
Look at this.
I need to lay down and rest my weary bones.
Let me just tell you that Ben Carson's answer in print today across America comes off a lot emphatic, stronger than the
more
audio.
Emphatic. Right, right. Isn't it amazing when you hear audio when you read something in print? It makes you think two different ways.
I think we just continue to work with them.
So you whispering that answer would be more emphatic than listening to Dr. Ben Carson say it. Is he okay?
I saw him on TV the other night. Sounded great. He sounded like, did you just wake me up off a nap? Is this microphone working?
Ben Carson. That is Ben Carson being asked about Donald Trump, as you heard on the Hugh Hewitt show. And that is him saying that Trump will get there on players kneeling during the anthem. And when you hear the audio, it's a lot less it's a lot less emphatic when you hear it versus when you read it. Because you read it and you're like, does Ben Carson? First of all, I don't believe Ben Carson, number one. But when you hear it, now I really don't believe him.
Well, he might. No, he could very well be telling the truth. I mean, is he going to be able to get that done? Is he going to be able to make that happen? I'll talk to him.
I don't think I say I don't believe him, I don't think Ben Carson is trying to lie to us.
Right.
I think Ben Carson, he might believe that, but I don't think that's going to come true. I don't believe that that is how it's going to play out.
People feel the way they feel about this. Some people have been able to change their minds or redraft their opinions on the matter. There are other people who are going to dig in.
And this is a red. I think this is a red meat matter to his base that he is not
publicly.
Give up.
Publicly, he's not backed off on his comments, and he stayed with him. Now, privately with Carson, maybe a discussion. Ooh, okay, I hear you. All right, we'll see. You just keep talking to me about this, all right? But publicly, man, I'm putting a hammer down.
All right, serious question: would you let Ben Carson operate on your brain?
I really wouldn't want anybody operating on my brain.
No, but would you let him operate on your brain?
Would I?
What's wrong with it?
Yeah, that guy's not getting rattled by anything.
Yeah.
What's wrong with your brain? Yeah. Oh, that's a good question.
I mean, is it like, you know,
something simple like Wallach said?
Is it something simple? What kind of brain surgery am I having?
What is this going to be like? What is it? Hello, Clarice. And they take the whole top off of what's his name?
Yeah, we're talking like a full skull cap removal of Senator.
Shut up,
Ray
Starling.
Liotta.
Yeah, shut up, Starling.
Oh, that guy has no quick, sudden movements at all.
Good.
So yes,
no, he's very slow and deliberate. Very slow.
Somebody comes up from behind him and scares him in the middle of surgery. He's going to slowly turn his head.
What? He'll get there. So that happened yesterday. As did Colin Kaepernick's name being brought up by Roger Goodell. Roger Goodell, as you heard Hardy say in headlines, it sounds like he wants Colin Kaepernick back in the league. Is that sort of what you took away from it?
He'll get there.
It's not what I took from it. I just think he's saying the right thing right now.
So you think he's a fraud?
Yeah, I feel exactly the same today as I did yesterday about Roger Goodell. Roger Goodell's going to tell you what you want to hear. He's a puppet. Do you think he really wants Colin Kaepernick in the league? Do you think he thinks that's good?
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
All right, we're back up and running. Apologize for that technical difficulty we had. It's been an issue beyond our control today.
Job, Hardy. Smooth, man.
With the Y is. The Y is.
Oh, it's turned into, hey, it's Hardy.
Yeah, we should have done the theme song. That would have killed like a minute and a half right there.
I'm apparently this happened four times during TNR today. So maybe we've only had it happen once. Maybe we should have the Hey, It's Hardy theme ready to go in case it happens again.
What is the Hey, It's Hardy theme?
You've never heard the Hey, It's Hardy theme song?
I never have. I mean, I've caught your show multiple times halfway through or at the end or at the beginning, but I've never heard it well, from its...
It's really good.
As a frequent contributor to the Hey, It's Hardy show, I've heard the...
Oh, you guys are best friends, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Friends. What do we have for this date, June 16th?
I'm glad you asked, Beetle.
Thank you.
This date is... just lost it. Yes, 16 June, and we begin in 2015. We had a song submission from one of our used to be a frequent contributor. Haven't heard much from him lately.
Uncle Diesel.
Nope.
I'm gonna guess it's Jungle-O.
Yep.
Hey, yo, watch out, Joe. You're the funny guy, that's why I listen to your show. Now you know, you got me stepping, stepping to the floor with the Joe and the Zero. 98.5, Sports Hub Show. Now you know, I got a go on the Hardy. Yeah, he's the life of the party. Mr. MC, Flo Z, don't wanna be stepping on no toes. Much love for MC, Flo Z.
Come on, speed it up, speed it up. That's the one I said let's mess with, right?
I'm remembering the 098.5.
The zero,
98.5. Sounds like you want to speed that up, man.
Did we end up doing it here on this one?
We did.
Now we're getting to the Beatle. Yeah, it talks a good game, but can you put the needle? Talking about the Beatle.
See, when you get a good lyric like that, you just repeat
beetle,
it two or three
beetle,
times.
Beetle, beetle,
right.
Beetle,
and he's
beetle,
the needle talking times. About the beetle, right.
Beetle needle.
For 098.5. I come alive when I listen to 098.5.
I like how he adds the zero.
Zero. We should add that to all of our station production. Zero, 98.5.
Zero, 98.5.
On which radio dial do they put the zero before the 98.5? Which radio does that show a zero?
I've asked this multiple times. When COVID's over and we have the ability to acquire some dance hall or, a place where people congregate.
Acquire a dance hall?
Yeah, what a stage. Like, if we put Derek and him together, like, how many people, listeners, would show up? You know, $5 beers, $3 cover. Just to take care of the electricity for the night. Whatever they want to plug their musical equipment into or their keyboards.
So you think that would be the good, welcome back to society type of party?
I think that's our re-indoctrination into society, right?
Jungle-O, right. Derek and Foxborough.
And Beetle.
And
with his needle, because he's got a needle with a beetle.
Talking about the beetle.
Beetle.
Can he thread the needle?
Got to thread the needle with Beetle. Put the record on the needle.
098.5.
098. See, the zero brings you in. It's like zap.
That's
zero.
I come alive when I listen to 098.5.
0.5.
All right.
I'll never forget where I was that morning, that Tuesday morning after that Patriots game. Where Jungle-O had the fake cop car that he got pulled over for and written up for.
Sure.
He's dressed like the monkey.
Right. It was
and he
from
was blaring
the,
blaring that song. And he was standing outside Cumberland Farms waiting for me.
Hold on. You're burying a lead there. Do you remember what was on the side of the car? Where it was from?
It was
from the Fernald Mental Hospital is what was on the side of it.
The escapee stole
a red,
it. Yes.
Wait, it was a wait, red wait, Jeep wait. Cherokee. Not a Grand
it's
Cherokee.
Like Michael Myers.
The boxy Cherokee from like the 90s.
I had one of those.
Yes.
That was one of my favorite cars ever. But hold
is that
on
the one
a
you
second.
Left running?
But,
where you couldn't turn it off when you were
no, that was
the, Vegas?
That was an 88 Jetta. No, I'm talking about 92 Jeep Cherokee. I traded in that Jetta for that Cherokee. did it still have it like fully emblazoned on the door, Beetle? Or did
because
sometimes you can see the remnants of it, like in the Bluesmobile. You can kind of see where they tried to take the sheriff's emblem off.
In the beginning, it was on there, and then he eventually turned it off. He took it off, and you could still see it on there. Like, in the beginning, it was
How did they sell him the car with the emblem still on there? It seems like
Him the car with the red light still on top of it? With the police lighting on the top of it? How did they do that, Hardy? Did anyone explain that?
Maybe it wasn't sold at all.
This is why he was pulled over and ticketed
for
$275 because he had illegal lights on the thing.
Misunderstanding. Maybe he was doing some plowing. All right.
And then that Tuesday, he had to appear in Rentham District Court to appeal the offense.
Yes.
That he was accused of. I'm with him on that. I stand with Jungalo.
So, do you think I should tweet a picture of Jungalo so people know what he looks like?
Sure.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah. Let's stay in 2015. Okay. Dustin Pedroia in 2015. The media was too negative, and Gordon Eads, who is with ESPN at the time, decided to write a very positive article that Beetle went ahead and read on the air in what I believe is going to be an old-timey voice.
The Red Sox, keen to try out a new strategy they had devised in their team meeting before Monday night's game, had lulled the Braves into thinking they were assured of an easy victory.
Not bad, Beetle!
Waiting until there were two out and nobody out in the ninth to launch what should have been a winning rally.
I think you sound older.
All was going according to plan, too, as the beloved Red Sox newcomer, Pablo Sandoval.
I feel like I want to go outside and crank my car before I start it.
Vroom, vroom. Hit a ground rule double into the visitor's bullpen, and our Mike Napoli whistled a stinging grounder of the too-hot-to-handle variety to Atlanta shortstop, whose hurried throw was no match for the hustle of the determined Nap.
We may not even need Hardy on this show anymore.
We don't.
That's typically not my thing.
Oh, man.
That's pretty good.
What a column.
Whoo.
All right. 2017, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
This is being described as one of the most vulgar callers ever to this show.
Oh. Oh, is it a female or a male?
Took too long for us to hang up, I believe.
We're about to find out.
Hey, this is something that bothers me, but every once in a while it gets tossed out that, you know, they're going to have to make a decision between the three, Betts, Bradley, and Bogarts, and that seems like a lame excuse for the Red Sox of all teams. And, you know, coming from experience, Beatles is tricky and yellow and...
Oh, my God, I remember that.
I don't even know what I don't even remember what he said.
Was it something about Wallach, too?
It was Wallach's mom.
That's right. Oh, it was a great call. It was an awesome call.
We need more of those.
Yeah, I think the Wallach one was a separate call, I believe.
Oh, okay.
I think he hit us a couple times in a row.
This is all Beetle. Let's listen again.
Beetle is in yellow and...
I have no idea.
You can't even make it
no
out.
Idea.
I almost fell off the chair.
Do you have the unedited version still, Jim, or
Tom
just,
has it, yeah.
just the beeps?
Can you send it to me, please, to my text chain?
Tom, can you describe it using appropriate safe for radio language?
No.
What's Beetle sucking on?
Not at all.
Come on.
Beetle's bodily fluid is described.
Oh, my God.
In a way.
That's right.
Oh my God, that was the most vulgar thing. Oh, that was horrific.
Did Beetle have a fever that day or not?
Oh, hey, no, don't put that on me, Joe. Wrong co-host.
That's right.
Yeah, okay. Wrong guy.
Oh my God.
Finally today, gentlemen. All the drops from this date in show history, June 16th, all the things that have happened over the years.
Yep.
Everybody wants you. Ow!
Danny, count to 10.
Hey, guys, what's up?
I just like to make you mine all night.
Wow.
West.
Na 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 na.
Going to Spain.
We're not going to listen to you guys' bull. We're just going to go play baseball.
Let the cops chase us around. Hey, jealousy.
Hey, jealousy.
See, I miss being in studio. That we can't sing.
Yes.
Our first day back, full go. We're going to roll with the changes first day. 120. First day back. Whatever that is.
Put it on the show sheet. First day, we're all back in studio.
One, two, 120.
On the show sheet, the by changes. The way, I just retweeted someone who had a video of Jungle-O with the Jeep, as well as a still shot, but it still has Fernald Center on the side of it.
I kind of like his original Patriots video.
In case you wanted to see that, Hardy, that the writing was still on the car when he owned
it. Dancers that he had with him in the background, his two background dancers. It was high-quality video, and they were playing football out in the yard. Remember all the Hardy put all the car lights on, so it was under the lights?
Yeah.
They had, like, a car parking lot, and they were out there in their Patriots jerseys running.
But the
wow, I see it, yes. Okay, I'm looking at
lights,
it right now.
The lights had been removed by the time this video had been taken. In the still shot that I retweeted, you could still see the lights on the top.
He drove around forever.
You could
forever
still see the illegal light bar. It's so ridiculous.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. So the lettering,
for sports rap,
who knows
music.
If the lettering ever made it off? I thought that it did make it off, but clearly it was definitely on the car still.
Is jungle-o.com
still active?
Still
that's
an active website?
That's where I got the photo from, yeah.
Wow. All right.
I clicked on the Contact Us page, hoping to get like an email for him, and it said coming soon. So, who knows where he is.
Maybe he was nuts that time and stole that from the wacky place.
He told us he was moving to Florida. That's what he told us.
I miss him. He was good to us.
Site's still active. Video's up there and everything. Okay, good to know. All right. Whew. That's the Staten show history, gentlemen.
All right, there it is.
All right.
Very good. To the noontime hour we go here on Zolak and Bertrand. 90 seconds, no commercials. We're right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.